This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, we've got a great show with some important guests. We're going to be speaking with a group of journalists who, like us, are independent voices. This Saturday, magazine Radiothon Donationathon starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this pretty special weekend. We're streaming online at joy.org.au and of course on the Joy app. And on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. And we proudly bring you this April the 2nd edition 2022 of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning for SatMag is Tess, the voice of reason. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Macca. It's great to be in the studio this evening with you.
It is, and we went to a fabulous
wedding,
gay wedding last weekend. Yeah.
A very glamorous wedding, Macca, a garden wedding.
And who would have thought all those years ago, marriage equality and, you know, it's legal, all that we fought for. And it's legal.
It was a lovely event, Macca. It was full of glamour, flowers and champagne and music and celebrities even.
Yep.
And, you know, you and I.
Well, of course. Of course. And, of course, important to remember the role that our community played and that Joy played in advocating for marriage equality. So we're going to touch today. Today is our special Radiothon show. Fiona's doing social media. Paul is on panel. Gordon will be doing podcasting. It is our Radiothon show, and I want to explain to people a couple of things. One is, if you donate today, I have spoken with a whole lot of people, and one of them who's actually in the studio and is going to join us in a moment, I've secured donations from a whole group of people, and they are donating that money today because they want to match your donation. So if you make a donation today on the show, that donation will be matched up to a total, of $20,000.
Fantastic.
So you need to get your plastic fantastic out. You need to go on the Joy website or call 1-300-569-949, and I'll tell you what happens if you donate. You go into a draw to get a key. Each show gets a key. There are 78 keys in total to unlock the vault. So you go into the draw. If you get a key, then next Friday night you come along to Joy at 7 o'clock onto the rooftop of the Pride Centre. And with your key, you will see whether you can unlock the vault. Now, we have someone special who's going to be in charge of that. And we'll have a cattle prod to keep people with fake keys away. And that is and that is Lord Mayor Sally Capp, who's going to, you know, she's going to officiate at that as our Joy Ambassador.
Good on you.
Yes. It's in your diary, darling.
Oh, I thought I was coming to have a good time. I didn't realise I was going to have a...
The key thing probably won't be that long, but it'll go for a couple of hours. Bit of responsible Terps and Tucker. Mm. Now, what you go in to win in that vault is two return tickets to San Francisco on United Airlines. I love this. $5,000 worth of cosmetic procedures thanks to Dermlab. I wonder if I could get one of my chins done if I won.
Might need more than $5,000.
Oh, yeah. One gold pass for two people to the movies for 12 months. Thank you to Cinema Nova.
Wow.
Two cruise cabins for eight people thanks to P&O Cruises leaving Melbourne in December 2022. Cool. How about that?
That sounds like fun.
Go on a cruise.
Take your family along.
Oh, look, you could use those cabins for lots of things. And the other is a Scooterama Honda Dio motorcycle scooter thanks to Puff Doof. So, 30 grand's worth of prizes are in the vault, right? There's 79 keys. So each show gets a key. So if you donate today, you go into the draw and one name will be selected to get a key. So you've got a 1 in 79 chance. 78, sorry, yes.
Yeah, well, you told me I'm the keeper of the keys. You've already added one. I'm just letting you know, 78.
78, that's because, well, Fiona's told me 79.
Madam Lash.
And the other one says... So, just so you understand, if you donate today, right, your donation will be matched up to a total of those donations of 20 grand.
Now, Macca, tell us, why are these donations important?
They're important because it keeps Joy on air. Did you know... Because I love these stats.
You're full of stats, Macca.
It cost $2.10 a minute to have Joy on air. $126 an hour. Now, that's not as much as...
Well, that makes it over $3,000 a day, Macca.
It does. And, wow. You know, so we need... That's the amount of money that we need to raise every year to keep us on air. We've been doing it for 28 years. We're self-funded through sponsorship, membership and donations. We are the only rainbow community radio station in Australia and one of only three around the world who broadcast 24 hours a day. 260 volunteers, staff, and we advocate for our community in Australia and worldwide. There are two places in the world that I haven't been able to ascertain why they don't download our podcasts, and that's Greenland, and I believe that's because someone in Greenland who manages the the ISPs there has blocked us. I don't know. The other is Antarctica, and I think that's because of the cost of the data. But perhaps, Josh Frydenberg, you could give some funding to the Australian Antarctic Division so they can download us in Antarctica. What about it, Josh? What do you reckon? So in just a moment, we're going to speak with Sally Capp. Tass, do you want to make any comment about the budget?
Which budget, Macca? the federal budget.
The fistful of dollars.
Look, we're actually going to have a conversation with Joe Ball. Joe Ball will be in after the 11 o'clock news
CEO
for a bit
of
a reflection on what the federal budget means for queer communities from a mental health and ageing point of view. So I think that's going to be a pretty interesting conversation, actually. Mm. Do I have a perspective? I would have liked to have seen a bit more of a long-term vision.
Rather than short-term
bribery. I feel it's a little bit too short-term for my liking, to be quite frank.
I have this vision of Josh on the top of Parliament House with a fistful of dollars, throwing them off, hoping the people who they want to vote for them will catch them.
Well, you know, if you were part of the target group, you might be pretty happy about what's on offer.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a young tradie... you know, there's a few goodies there for you in the budget. But my problem with that is that it actually doesn't invest into the future.
No.
And, you know, I think our situation's a little bit dire at the moment, to be honest.
And the budget has a $70 billion deficit. So $70 billion of these programs are borrowed money. They're borrowed money. And if I ran my life like that, the city of Melbourne ran its council like that. How's this money going to be paid back? And equally, Anthony Albanese's response, I was listening to the aged care plan. I think it's a really good plan. I don't know where they're going to find all the nurses. But you know, how about we give our aged care residents something good to eat? What an interesting concept, rather than the vile slop that so many of these places serve up. Give them something decent to eat. Give them access to a nurse 24 hours a day. Give the people who are working there some time to speak to them. What an interesting concept. Actually, that was recommended in the Royal Commission, wasn't it?
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.